بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters، الحمد لله. We are going through as I in the words of the Chinese curse interesting times. On the one hand you have the coronavirus to deal with, and then along with the coronavirus, almost every single day there is a conspiracy theory and there is a some magical cure which comes. The thing which people who are sending out these magical cures, what they don't think about is that how come we have been hearing about these magical cures for the last 1 year and the corona continues as usual. So how magical are these cures and how wonderful are these cures? And as far as the conspiracy theories are concerned, I think the less we talk about that, the better. So there is that one side of it. But the reality of it, which is that we have a pandemic, we have a disease which people really, nobody really understands. And that's not a criticism of them. It's a new thing. And inshallah, in due course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the cure for this. But until they understand, people are asking us to do some very basic fundamental things, which is to cover our mouth and face when we, mouth and nose when we go out anywhere or we are in company, inside or outside, wear a face mask, wash hands regularly and sanitize your hands and so on, especially if you go out anywhere in any public place, and avoid all kinds of gatherings, all kinds of crowds. For whatever reason, whether it is marriages, whether it is, worship, or, you know, whether you go to the masjid or whatever, to avoid those crowds. Now, this is a known thing. This is something which will help. We know this prevents it. Now, a funny thing which I see is that people don't want to do that, right? So I am seeing photographs of weddings, of all kinds of gatherings, not one single mask in sight. Or even if the mask is there, the mask is worn over the chin like a beard rather than over the mouth and nose. Now, we don't do this. And people, no social distance, nothing. People all crowded together, standing together. I don't know if they're washing hands or not. But my point is that when we know something to be the reality, the thing that we should do, we don't do that. And then we want to run behind some conspiracy theory or some magical cure. So also, in terms of elections, we just had the election here in America, and now we have a very steamy election to happen tomorrow, 1st of December in Hyderabad for the municipal corporation. And of course, all kinds of stuff that is happening in India. May Allah protect us from all hate mongers, and all people who have only negative desires. So even here in America, one dua which was circulated, the same dua is being circulated also in Hyderabad. I've got nothing against the dua. It's a hadith from Tirmidhi, where the dua is, Allahumma la tusallit alayna bi dhunubina man la yarhamuna. Right? O Allah, do not give authority to such leadership over us due to our sins, who do not have mercy upon us. Allahumma la tusallit alayna bi dhunubina. For why? Bi dhunubina, because of our sins. Man la yarhamuna. So this dua here also was circulated, and people were saying, oh, please make this dua so that we don't have a repeat performance of the last 4 years. And then in India also, people are saying, please make this dua. As I said, I've got nothing against the dua. It's a hadith of Tirmidhi. Alhamdulillah, good hadith. Please do make the dua. But listen to the dua. Read the meaning of the dua. What is the dua? The dua is, O Allah, do not give authority to merciless leadership over us due to our sins. Now, when you are making this dua, what are you saying and what do you plan to do about the sins? Yeah, let me ask myself this question and remind myself, and let me remind you. What do you plan to do about your sins? For my Hyderabadi friends, I'm going to ask this question and say, what are you planning to do about Malakpet? What are you planning to do about membership to haram clubs? What are you planning to do about ostentatious weddings? what are you planning to do about all the stuff that happens in Hyderabad, especially by our Muslim community, all of which is sin? What about taking dowries and not giving inheritance and sharing the inheritance to the sisters? All of this stuff happens and more. So you think just making this dua is going to help you? Really? I mean, are you serious? Just making this dua is going to so you are effectively, you are saying, oh Allah, do not send merciless leaders and do not inflict merciless leaders on us because of our sins, even though we will continue to do our sins and we have no intention of repenting and we have no intention of leaving the sins. We will continue to do the sins, but please don't inflict merciless leadership on us. Really, people, I mean, get serious. Do you really think this works? Right? Do you really think it works? If you think it works, then go ahead, do it. Yeah, I've got no problem, right? Please go ahead. No problem. If you think it works, then most welcome. Please continue to do it. And inshallah, I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your dua. But what I do know is that it will not work. Right? Take it from me in writing. It will not work unless we make istighfar and tawbah. Because what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us in the Quran? What did Nuh alayhi salam say to his people? Did he say continue to commit sins and then ask Allah for istighfar? No. Nuh alayhi salam said, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. He said, go make istighfar to your Rabb. Verily, He is the most forgiving. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, and inshallah, Allah will forgive us. But we have to take the step. We have to take the step if we are serious about getting relief from oppression, getting relief from oppressive leadership, all of which is inflicted upon people who make sins, who commit sins by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order that they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَنُزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah said, we are the ones, we give them this small punishment before the big punishment on the day of Akhirah. Remember, forget about all this. Forget about this leadership. This leadership, whichever leadership it is, good or bad or ugly, it'll come and it'll go. But what about when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask you about gambling, when Allah is going to ask you about drinking alcohol, when Allah is going to ask you about borrowing money on interest from banks, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask you about ostentatious weddings and israf, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask you about being members of clubs which are set up for the purpose and which have your contribution, your subscription and your contribution goes for the upkeep of bars and gambling rooms and all that, which are haram. How are you going to answer that? Please ask me. Please really seriously think about that. What is your plan? How are you going to answer those questions? Right? For this leadership, and forget all this is fine. No problem. Please do make the dua. And very, very importantly, go and vote. I mean, that's the other problem. Huh? People don't go and vote. In America, 33% or more, or 36%, I think, of Muslims voted for Trump. Very good. No problem. It's a free country. You can vote for who you want, right? But then don't complain after that. Don't complain when things happen that you don't like. So similarly, as far as India is concerned and Hyderabad is concerned, no problem. You want to sleep in your house, go sleep in your house. But if you think that somehow magically, you're going to get great leadership, it's not going to happen. You have to get out. You have to go out on the street. You have to vote. You have to take whoever is eligible for voting. That person has to vote. You have to get yourself registered, especially when you know that there might be some fraud with regard to registration. You must check your registration. You must see if you are in the voters list. If you are not in the voters list, then before election day, you must get yourself into the voters list. If you are not in the voters list on election day, then there is no, you know, there's no point, right? Even if you get into the election list after voting day, that's gone, because on voting day is the day on which you can vote, and the vote is counted. After that, it's no use. Don't go off on a holiday or a vacation at voting time. Right? It is for you. The vote is for you. It's not for you to tell other people to vote. You must go there and you must vote. please get serious. First and foremost, if you want dua to be accepted, make istighfar and tawbah. Otherwise, I'll tell you dua is not accepted. Make istighfar, turn around, make tawbah, write resignation letters, get out of all your haram clubs, make a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will not spend money uselessly in israf, in showing off. Take that same money and spend that money in the same volumes. I know you are doing good work, mashallah, but it's not sufficient. In those volumes, give the money to organizations who are doing relief work, or you go and do relief work yourself. Go pay the bills of people who are in hospitals. Go pay for the bail of prisoners who are languishing in prisons because they don't have money to pay the bail. The whole law is weighed against poor people. Go help poor people. Take that money and do that. And then stand in tahajjud. I keep on saying tahajjud all the time. Stand in tahajjud and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make this amal of yours as the wasila for it, and ask Allah to help you, inshallah. Definitely, inshallah, the help of Allah will come. But this effort has to be made. This effort has to be made. Simply making the dua is not going to help. But please do make the dua. Make the effort and then make the dua. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve us from all oppression wherever it might be. I ask Allah to cure this corona and to save us from this pandemic as well. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.